From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Barack Obama is in Athens Tuesday at the start of a final foreign trip as U.S. leader. Before leaving Washington Monday, he discussed the trip and his first impressions of his successor, President-elect Donald Trump. Aside from Greece, Mr. Obama meets European leaders in Germany and takes part in a two-day Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru.
I'll meet with the leaders of countries that have been the focus of our foreign policy through our rebalance in the Asia-Pacific. This is a time of great change in the world, but America's always been a pillar of strength and a beacon of hope to peoples around the globe, and that's what it must continue to be.
In his meeting with Mr. Trump last week, Mr. Obama said he came away convinced he's not as ideological as people think. He'll be a pragmatic leader if he surrounds himself with good people. As for his temperament,
I think what will happen with the president-elect is there are going to be certain elements of his temperament that will not serve him well unless he recognizes them and corrects them.
He said the New York businessman faces a quick wake-up call when he confronts the realities of the job that he'll take on January 20th. The Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Augustin Matata Ponyo, and his cabinet resigned Monday as part of an agreement reached last month that extends President Joseph Kabila's rule to April 2018. Mr. Kabila will stay on until then at the head of a new power-sharing government, though his elected mandate expires in December. Violent protests over the delayed elections killed more than 50 in September. The main opposition has rejected the accord, accusing Mr. Kabila of using his extended time in office to change the Constitution. This is VOA News. Turkish warplanes carried out 15 airstrikes Monday against suspected Islamic State positions in and near the northern Syrian town of El Bab in support of a Turkish-backed rebel offensive. It's part of the Turkish drive to push the Sunni militants and Kurdish fighters away from the border area. The U.S. Monday condemned an Israeli committee recommendation to advance legislation legalizing an unauthorized Jewish settlement scheduled to be demolished next month in the West Bank on private Palestinian land. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
Our policy, as you know, on settlements is clear. We believe they are corrosive to the cause of peace. This legislation would be a dramatic advancement of the settlement enterprise, which is already gravely endangering the prospects for a two-state solution. This only makes clear the choice Israel faces between building more settlements and preserving the possibility of peace.
She said the law could pave the way for the legalization of dozens of illegal outposts in the West Bank, inconsistent with prior Israeli legal opinion. As expected, the European Union has agreed to a more robust defense posture in the wake of last week's U.S. election that could result in a change in U.S. policy. Bert Koenders is the Dutch foreign minister.
I think there is a realization that there is a strategic moment for Europe right now. We are surrounded by autocratic, assertive, or fragile countries. That means we have to take more of our own responsibility. Secondly, I thought that the old debate between, you know, the strategic autonomy of Europe or the membership of NATO is over. It's very pragmatic in its conclusions that we need to do more.
The plan agreed to in Brussels comes a year after the Paris terrorist attacks that killed 130 people. Hundreds of German police conducted raids on dozens of sites, including apartments, mosques, and offices across the country Tuesday, suspected of linked to an Islamic group called the True Religion. The group accused of glorifying jihad and allegedly helping recruit people to fight alongside Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Guinea-Bissau's President José Mário Vaz dissolved the government Monday amid a political succession crisis that has gripped the country for a year. The ruling party's factions have failed to resolve their differences over the successor to the prime minister. The chief prosecutor of the Hague-based International Criminal Court said war crimes may have been committed in Afghanistan, though what she called cruel and violent interrogation efforts. Fatou Bensouda said the Taliban, along with Afghan and U.S. forces, may be complicit. In northern U.S. state of Minnesota Monday, three Somali Americans were sentenced for conspiring to support the Islamic State in Syria. They're part of a larger group to be sentenced later in the week. And jailed Paralympian Oscar Pistorius has been transferred to a prison for the disabled to serve out the rest of his sentence for the murder of his girlfriend. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.